When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Cuts in on the right foot. Launches a golazo!
It's time for Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Tune in as Jason Longshore gives you insight and analysis on the beautiful game, including headlines from around the world of soccer.
Rebound, score!
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer and brought to you in part by Michelob Ultra, official beer sponsor of FIFA World Cup 26.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here's Jason Longshore.
Let's kick it. Atlanta Soccer Tonight is live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. We've had our first major surprise at the 2026 FIFA World Cup as Uruguay are out of the tournament and Cabo Verde stay undefeated. They draw with Saudi Arabia and they are going to the knockout round. First ever World Cup for the third smallest country to ever be at the World Cup. And Cabo Verde is going into a round of 32 match with the defending champions, Argentina. That's what this tournament has been like this summer. Watching the scenes now as Cabo Verde gets the word that Uruguay loses 1-0 to Spain. Players on the field celebrating. Just unbelievable moments for Cabo Verde. Vozinha has two clean sheets in the group stage to carry his Blue Sharks to the knockout round. 40-year-old goalkeeper. So many different players in this team that are earning a whole lot of attention around the world right now. But Cabo Verde will go to Miami to play Argentina in the round of 32. Just amazing scenes in Houston for Cabo Verde. I mean, this was like a home game for Cabo Verde. Listening to the crowd, you did have a large number of Cabo Verde shirts in the crowd. But I think all the neutrals gravitated to Cabo Verde. Pico Lopez, who was recruited to this team via LinkedIn. We've told the story before. He got a message in Portuguese. Pico Lopez plays in the league in the Republic of Ireland. He got a message in Portuguese on his LinkedIn. He thought it was a bot. He thought it was spam. He didn't reply. 9 months later, message comes from the same person in English asking him if he wants to be part of the Cabo Verde national team, which he qualified for due to his parents. And now he's going to the knockout round in his country's first ever World Cup. Just amazing scenes watching this play out in Houston. Cabo Verde had a bunch of chances to win this game too. They were not good in front of goal tonight, but it doesn't matter when you've got Vozinha getting another clean sheet. Saudi Arabia just never could really get enough going in it, and now they're showing the scenes of the party in Praia Cabo Verde. We've seen some cutaways to Praia before during the tournament where the BBC was doing a live report when Cabo Verde scored their first goal. And just the unbelievable jubilation that we are seeing from this small country having this moment. Incredible. Incredible stuff. We'll talk plenty about Cabo Verde, but we're going to talk a little bit about the other side of this because you have the surprise of Cabo Verde getting in as the second place team in the group. You have the complete and utter disappointment of Uruguay going out here. And if you missed the reporting this morning, and I had it in my morning espresso on the SDH network, reports started coming out kind of late last night out of Uruguayan media that there was a serious issue with this team right now. Sources reported that a group of team leaders, including Sergio Roche, Manuel Ugarte, Rodrigo Betancourt, and the captain Federico Valverde, met with the head coach Marcelo Bielsa to voice their dissatisfaction with how things were going in training. Players complained that the intensity of the sessions had been excessive, leading to a bunch of injuries in the squad. There was a rift over the tactics. Players wanted to be more defensive and counterattack. Bielsa wants to do what Bielsa always does and be more aggressive. There were reports that during a lengthy team meeting, several players walked out. All kinds of crazy issues. Ronald Araujo, the star center back from Barcelona and Uruguay, he spoke out against Bielsa, and there's a quote given. I would love to hear it from him saying, "God willing, we'll get out of the group, but this can't go on any longer." Uruguay looked like a team that was broken tonight against Spain. Bad performance, and then some very weird things that happened in this game. Some very strange things that we don't normally see. The goal that decided it came in the 42nd minute. Alex Baena hit a right-footed shot kind of close to the goalkeeper, and Fernando Muslera let it get through his hands and into the net. It's bad. Bielsa pulled him at halftime. Took him out at halftime, brought on Sergio Roche. Now, here's the history to that. According to Mr. Chip, which is like the almanac of world soccer on social media, this is the first time a goalkeeper has been substituted at halftime of a World Cup match without an injury since 1994. And that was in the third place game. Muslera is the first goalkeeper in Opta's history since 1966 to make three errors leading to opposition goals at a single World Cup. He was credited with errors in both goals for Cabo Verde in the 2-2 draw in Miami. So Bielsa pulls the goalkeeper. He also pulled his captain, Federico Valverde, pretty early in the second half, which is making a lot of news. Uruguay is out. Cabo Verde is in. Crazy, crazy stuff to start this evening. There's a whole set of games at 11 o'clock. We'll talk about that as well as we get into it. But there were games earlier today, too. France, a 4-1 win over Norway. The French topped the group. Ousmane Dembélé, second fastest hat trick in World Cup history. Three goals across 26 minutes. Huge. The context here is big, too. It took Dembélé 20 matches to score his first major tournament goal for France. He got that in the opener against Iraq. He gets three here. I mean, dictator Mbappe might not be too happy about the hat trick for Ousmane Dembélé. We'll have to see what the memes tell us tomorrow. Two goals with the left foot, one with the right foot. The Ballon d'Or holder has really arrived for this French team. Désiré Doué, he added a fourth in stoppage time. A couple of important pieces of context here. Ståle Solbakken, the manager for Norway, made 10 changes to the lineup. Erling Haaland didn't get off the bench. This was nothing to do like what the U.S. did last night, where you had players on a yellow card risk of being suspended for the round of 32. Solbakken just chose to rest his starters and concede the group to France. Okay. The French defense still looked a little vulnerable. Theo Hernandez gave away a penalty with a lazy challenge. That was saved. Diop and Meccano had a couple of maybe not so great moments. Mikey Maignan, he saved the penalty, bailed them out again later. France, attacking-wise, they look like a team that can win the World Cup. Defensively, there's questions. And they are on a collision course right now in the knockout rounds with Germany in the round of 16. Senegal, 5-0 win earlier today against Iraq. This is Senegal, who was on 0 points coming into this. They needed not just a win, but they needed a good number of goals in it to get the goal differential where they wanted it. They got that done. Iraq helped them a little bit. They were playing 10-11 from the 13th minute. Dog, so denial of an obvious goal-scoring opportunity, foul in the 13th minute. So Senegal took full advantage, and that will likely put them into the knockout round as a third-place team. Now, Group G tonight finishes out at 11 o'clock. Here's where the group stands going in. Egypt is on top with 4 points, plus two on the goal differential. Iran and Belgium are on 2 points each, zero goal difference because they've tied both games. New Zealand on 1 point. So everybody is alive, and technically everything is in play here. Tonight's matchups. Egypt is playing Iran in Seattle. New Zealand is against Belgium in Vancouver. So Egypt and Iran. Egypt got their first ever World Cup win in their last match, a 3-1 win over New Zealand. Mustafa Zico equalized in the 58th minute after New Zealand took the lead. We've seen a lot of leads overturned in this tournament. It seems like more and more we're seeing those early goals not hold up. Mo Salah put Egypt ahead in the 67th minute. Trezeguet sealed it in the 82nd. Hossam Hassan has this Egypt team playing with some real authority right now. Now, Iran on the other side, they held Belgium to a scoreless draw. Iran kept the clean sheet in that one, which was big. Mehdi Taremi, you've got a top forward up top in that team. Very interesting game in Seattle. Now, the other game is interesting for some different reasons, New Zealand and Belgium. Belgium have been one of the most disappointing teams in the tournament. One goal scored, two draws. They have to win one. A draw might be enough as a third place. It might, but it's not a guarantee with the games that we have coming tomorrow and some potentially expected results. So Belgium's got to do something here. You're missing Nathan Ngoy. He had the red card against Iran. Jeremy Doku is back with the squad after briefly leaving for the birth of his first child. Match fitness, we're not sure. New Zealand have scored in both matches, and they have led in both matches, but they've conceded 5 goals as well. They've been more competitive than I expected, but they shouldn't be able to compete with Belgium, not on paper, not in a video game. But Belgium haven't looked like themselves really at all in this tournament. They were expected to walk the group. Now they've got to win a match to keep going in the group. The permutations, if Egypt wins, they're through as group winners on 7 points. They can't be caught. If Iran wins, they would jump over Egypt. They would definitely go through. Belgium has to win to control their own fate. A Belgium loss, they're out. A draw, maybe. 2 points isn't going to be enough as a third-place team to get you through. All the third-place tiebreakers are bouncing around all over the place. We'll talk about where the bracket stands right now on the other side of the break. Senegal is sitting and watching. DR Congo is sitting and watching. Uzbekistan is sitting and watching. There are still a lot of teams that have a chance to get to the knockout round of this World Cup. So we've got the French looking like a real contender. We've got history with Cabo Verde in as a second-place finisher. But when we come back, we're going to look ahead to tomorrow. Three more groups. We've got a match here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium or Atlanta Stadium, depending on who you talk to. And we have an update on the Argentine lineup tomorrow as they've already clinched their group. What's on tap? Coming up next on Atlanta Soccer Tonight on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing can score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boosts, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boost, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. MLB trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms, actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Now we're back with more of our look at all of today's matches on Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Let's go!
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Welcome back. Atlanta Soccer Tonight is live on 92.9, The Game and the Odyssey app. Got two more matches starting at 11 o'clock. We'll get into those as we get a little bit closer, kind of set the scene with any news that comes out. We'll look ahead to the matches tomorrow to finish out the group stage. But let's look at where things stand right now. We do have some matches already set. The U.S. knows who they're playing, and they know when they're playing. The third place teams, four of them are in now for sure. Sweden, Ecuador, Bosnia and Herzegovina, and Paraguay. Four are right now on the borderline of this. Senegal, Croatia, who is a third-place team right now. That might not be the case tomorrow. South Korea and Algeria. Right now, 3 points and much on the goal differential is your last line. That's the cut line, if we're thinking of it in golf tournament terms. Scotland is the first one out right now with 3 points and minus three goal differential. Belgium is currently a third place team. They are on 2 points. If tonight the third place team from this group gets above 3 points, then they're definitely in, and then Algeria would be out going into tomorrow's match. If Belgium draws, they would be in. If they're the third place team and they're on 3 points with a zero goal differential, they would be in. Algeria would be out. There's still a lot of things to deal with on the Belgium side. Are definitely out as a third place team with 2 points. They are eliminated. DR Congo right now is the worst of the third place. But they have a match with Uzbekistan, who is in fourth place in the group. That's going to be tomorrow night at Mercedes-Benz Stadium or Atlanta Stadium, again, depending on who you talk to. DR Congo can absolutely win this match. They're going to be favored going into it. And if they win, they'd be on 4 points, and they would be into the knockout round. Wouldn't matter at all what happens with Colombia and Portugal. If Uzbekistan was to win in this match tomorrow night. Now, remember, the cut line is minus two on the goal differential. Uzbekistan would go to 3 points with that, but they're going to need to win by five to get to that cut line. I don't think that's going to happen, considering they've scored one goal and given up eight in this tournament, but anything can happen. DR Congo. They have the draw with Portugal in game one. They lost 1-0 to Colombia in game two. They are on a -1 goal differential and 1 point. So they're in a really favorable spot here. But they have to win. A draw won't be enough for DR Congo. Wouldn't be enough for Uzbekistan. Uzbekistan, a win might not be enough. DR Congo is the one that we'll be watching really closely tomorrow night. But before we get to that, let's look at the bracket as it currently stands. So games that are scheduled, and I'll try to differentiate between the two. Last in the round of 32, we know that Germany will now play Paraguay. We know right now it looks like France, who are in this spot, they would play Sweden. But that could move around depending on... Nope. Literally, as I say it, it goes scheduled. That is going to be the game, France and Sweden, now that third-place teams are locked in. The third-place permutations, I think there's seriously 458 options. So as teams start to get checked off, these games start to get booked by FIFA. So Germany, Paraguay, France, and Sweden. The winners would play one another. So that means we're looking at a round of 16, Germany versus France. Whew. We know that South Africa will play Canada, and the winner of that will play the winner of the Netherlands and Morocco. Netherlands, Morocco in a round of 32 is crazy. That's going to be in Monterrey. As it stands currently, Portugal will play Ghana. Still games to play tomorrow for both teams. And Spain would play Austria. Spain is into that spot. Austria depends on how things go tomorrow. We know right now that the United States will play on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. They will play Bosnia and Herzegovina in Santa Clara. That'll be an 8 o'clock Eastern kick. We will be doing an Atlanta Soccer Tonight from 6 to 8 to take you right up to kick for that. Location, TBA, but you might just want to try to make some plans to join us. I'm just going to leave it at that for now. The winner of U.S. and Bosnia-Herzegovina would play, as it stands, the winner of Egypt and South Korea. Things could move around on both sides of that, so stay tuned. Right now, this is scheduled. This is locked. Brazil playing Japan in Houston. The winner will play the winner of Cote d'Ivoire and Norway. Ivory Coast and Norway is one of the more interesting round of 32 games for me. And Brazil-Japan, that's a quarterfinal level kind of matchup. One team, unfortunately, is going to go home in that one. All right, as it stands, we know Mexico is into this spot in the Estadio Azteca. They will play, as right now, Ecuador, which is a really rough matchup for Mexico. And the winner would play, on the other side, the winner of England and Senegal. Neither team is locked in right now. England should win the group, but it is not done yet. Scheduled, Argentina playing Cabo Verde. Talked about that earlier. The winner, as it stands, would play the winner of Australia or Iran. Australia is locked into that spot. Iran could move around depending on tonight. And in the last matchups in the round of 32, Switzerland and Algeria, as it currently stands, Algeria could move around there. Switzerland is locked into the game in Vancouver. Colombia and Croatia is the other preliminary matchup right now. Both teams could move around in that one. So the bracket's starting to fill out a little bit. Some really interesting games, and then you start to look ahead a little bit. And the next couple rounds are going to be just a wild experience. But we still have one more day of group. We still have four groups to get sorted out, including tonight. Let's talk about tomorrow. 5 o'clock is your first kickoffs. Panama plays England at MetLife Stadium. Croatia and Ghana is in Philadelphia. England and Ghana are on 4 points at the top of Group L. Croatia's on 3. They're in third place at the moment. Panama's already out. So England should be fine here. Panama, there are reports of players getting into a scuffle at training after they've already been eliminated. That's probably not a good sign. We'll see if the Ghanaian witch doctor did remove the hex on Harry Kane. There was also, I guess, some Peruvian witch doctors who got involved to try to take the hex off as well. So, I mean, this is real conversation, y'all. I'm not making this up. This is stuff that's being reported. We'll see how Harry Kane does tomorrow, and we'll know if we need to really be afraid of the witch doctor from Ghana or if Danhausen is better at the job. Let's see where this goes in this group. England's got to show something. Ghana and Croatia is a fascinating game because coming into the tournament, you would think Croatia would be favored in that game. With what we've seen in the tournament, Ghana is the better team so far through two games. Can they do it again in a matchup against a team like Croatia with a ton of veterans that have been here, done that? It's going to be tough for Ghana. I did not believe in Ghana coming into this tournament at all. I did not, because of what we saw from them in March and the change in manager. They're on 4 points, so they are in a good spot. If they end up coming in third, if Croatia jumps them, Ghana's in with 4 points. That's amazing for them. That was completely unexpected. But being in second versus being in third is a very interesting situation for them. And that's what you get into when you start looking at who you'd play. Finishing second, right now, you're going to play either Portugal or Colombia. I don't know if either one you really favor. There's nothing you can do about that. That's going to be later in the day tomorrow. Finishing in third, you could go into a bunch of different spots. It looks like the way it would fall is either way, you're going to play one of Portugal or Colombia if you're Ghana. All right, Group K. This includes a game here in Atlanta. Colombia and Portugal play in Miami, DR Congo and Uzbekistan here in Atlanta. 7:30 kick for that. Uzbekistan are still alive, so this game gets interesting. They need to score a boatload of goals if they're going to flip the goal differential. Their fan gathering is going to be down in South Downtown. They're going to march to the stadium, I think, at 4:30. I'm really excited to see DR Congo in Atlanta. A lot of talk about their fans. I've seen a lot of parties and things going on around town. It feels like an NBA All-Star weekend for the DR Congo fans with all the different parties and club events tonight. It's wild. We do not have an update. The AJC reported earlier today, Lumumba Vea, who has made a lot of headlines around the world as a DR Congo supporter who honors a very dark moment in DR Congo history, but an important figure in DR Congo history, in Lumumba, who was the former president of the country. It's a fascinating story, and we're waiting to see if he will get his visa in time to make it to Atlanta. He stands like a statue through the match. It is an honor to the statue that is in Kinshasa of Patrice Lumumba, the country's first prime minister, who was executed in 1961. It's an incredible story. We will have more on that on Soccer Down Here tomorrow, a little bit more background on that story for you. And hopefully we'll have an update on if he was able to travel or not. He was not able to travel for game one for DR Congo due to visa restrictions around the Ebola outbreak in DR Congo. He did what he needed to do to be cleared for a visa for Mexico in quarantine. He was at their second match in Mexico in Guadalajara. He did not come with the team to Atlanta, and we don't know if he's going to be able to get a visa in time. I don't know if the quarantine rules are different for Mexico and for the U.S. in terms of those visas. We've seen visa differences, pro and con, between the U.S. and Canada and Mexico. It's been one of the more confusing elements of everything in this tournament. So we'll keep you up to date on that tomorrow on our Soccer Down Here platform. Make sure you're following that. A fascinating game between DR Congo and Uzbekistan because it is an elimination game in a lot of ways. A draw won't be enough for either one. Both teams need to win. Uzbekistan need to win by a lot. DR Congo could win 1-0. And then tomorrow night, 10 o'clock, the late window, Algeria plays Austria in Kansas City. Jordan plays Argentina in Texas. Argentina are already through. Lionel Messi is not going to start in this match. Well, the game that really matters is Algeria and Austria. And there's a real chance that neither team really has much motivation to actually win this, because both teams are on 3 points. Neither can win the group. Neither can drop below Jordan. Second and third are the only outcomes available here. Normally, second is the better outcome. But in this one, Here's the wrinkle. Second place in Group J plays Spain in the round of 32. Third place, right now, that would put you with Switzerland. Now, you'll know by the time this game kicks off at 10 o'clock what third place would get you. You got to make a decision here. Do you want to play Spain or do you want to play Switzerland? It's going to be interesting. You might want to finish third. I'd rather play Switzerland than Spain, personally. So this gets very intriguing. That'll be the 10 o'clock game tomorrow. We will be on at 10 to keep you updated on where everything stands as that first half goes on. But coming up next, it's the 3-4-3. Three standout players, four headlines from around the tournament, and three things that have made me smile in the last 24 hours at the World Cup. Stay with us on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
It's Soccer. It's Soccer. On the World Stage.
And Jason Longshore has it all covered with Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Welcome back, Atlanta Soccer Tonight. It's time for the 3-4-3, and it's brought to you by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer. I got three standout players for you, four headlines from around the tournament, and three things that have made me smile in the last 24 hours. Let's talk about the standouts on the field. Number one, Ousmane Dembele, second fastest hat trick in World Cup history. Three goals across 26 minutes against Norway. The only player to ever have a faster hat trick is Eric Probst of Austria, 24 minutes, 72 years ago. Dembele took a while to get going for France in his international career. He's got four goals in two matches at this World Cup. Number two, on the standouts, Papa Gueye, the Villarreal midfielder, came on for Senegal in the 57th minute. He scored in the 59th minute and again in the 71st. 2 minutes after he enters the match, he scores. Senegal needed every goal that they could to get that third place tiebreaker math working for them. And it's working right now. They are in really good shape. They're not safe yet. They are all but safe. They would need a whole bunch of things to get them at the moment, with the other third place possibilities right now being Croatia, Algeria, Belgium, and DR Congo. They would have to get jumped by all of those teams. Not likely. Senegal could be celebrating by the end of the night that they are going to the knockout round. Number three on the standouts, Vocinha, the goalkeeper from Cabo Verde. Two clean sheets in three matches at his country's first ever World Cup. The clean sheet tonight gets Cabo Verde into the knockout round. Undefeated Cabo Verde. Three draws, two scoreless draws. But Vocinha helps a nation of 500,000 people walk into the tournament for the first time. He gets the clean sheet with Spain here in Atlanta. He gets the clean sheet tonight in Houston. So impressive. So impressive for Cabo Verde. The pictures we've seen out of Praia in Cabo Verde, the pictures we've seen from the celebrations in the stadium in Houston, just amazing. All right, four headlines from all around the tournament. France, they showed out today. Now, it was against a heavily rotated Norway, but France had nothing to do with that. They took care of the business, the three goals from Dembélé. Does this make them the team to beat? I don't know. I think you have to leave the Norway part in this conversation of 10 changes to their starting lineup. No Erling Haaland. Norway basically punted the group and wanted to rest for the knockouts. And when you look at where the knockouts fall for Norway, if they had chased it and tried to win the group, they would be going into that Germany section of the bracket. They instead are going to be in a set bracket that play Cote d'Ivoire in the round of 32 and then play the winner of Brazil and Japan. And then if they were to win that, where they would be favored against Brazil, they would then go up against one of these four teams as it currently United States, Herzegovina, Egypt, or South Korea. I don't know if the bracket route, the bracket pathway, I don't know if that was if Stali Solbakken just decided to rest and think that's going to give his team a better shot. I don't know, but that's the second head. 10 changes from Stali. They had no yellow card worries here. This was not about, you know, potential suspension. He said the game doesn't matter, and he rested everybody. So now Norway plays Cote d'Ivoire. France gets a third-place team. France will likely play Germany in the round of 16. Norway will play one of Brazil or Japan. I don't know. We'll see if that's the right call. I don't like it because I don't like seeing coaches in that case where you don't have a reason to. I don't like coaches giving up on the group. And no, this isn't the same thing that the U.S. did last night. The U.S. had already won the group. The result changed zero for them. Norway gave up their chance to win the group by doing this. Number three on the headlines, Lionel Messi will not start against Jordan. He's got all five of Argentina's goals in the tournament. Scaloni going to rest him. I don't know. Maybe the birthday party celebrations went pretty hard the other day. Maybe, you know, just soreness in the hamstring that was a little bit of a concern coming into the tournament. Round of 32 in 10 days. That's the maybe bigger part of this. Lionel Scaloni manages his roster and manages his players very, very well. He's given Messi the day off. Number four on the headlines, Marcelo Bielsa, we do have some quotes from him after he spoke on his way off the field when Uruguay did not make it out of the group stage. The biggest surprise so far. He was asked about pulling Fernando Muslera, the goalkeeper who made another mistake, his third of the tournament in this match. He said, and this is translated from Spanish, of course, "I didn't make the decision. It was a decision Muslera himself made." Bielsa said he hadn't spoken with the goalkeeper about it at all. The keeper asked to come off. Sergio Roche came in. So a veteran goalkeeper brought out of national team retirement by Bielsa to play in this World Cup makes three mistakes. He makes a mistake here in a must-win game that puts Uruguay in a 1-0 hole, and then at halftime tells his manager to take him out. That's crazy. And again, there's a lot of craziness sounding like behind the scenes with this Uruguayan locker room. First time we've seen a goalkeeper subbed in a match without an injury since 1994. Bielsa spoke about the tournament as a whole. He said, "I didn't manage to maximize the potential Uruguay had. We had potential. I had to manage it. I couldn't get the level of the individuals to form a team powerful enough and proportionate to the quality of its players." He takes the blame. He didn't get the job done with this team. There were too many things that kept happening with it. You had the drama with Luis Suarez and Luis speaking out when he was dropped from the team and then he wanted back in and wasn't picked. You've had a lot of reports over the last, I'd say about 18 months, of some real issues with Bielsa and connecting with his players. Uruguay, they're out. Bielsa would have to expect would be out as the Uruguayan manager, and it's Cabo Verde who is in. All right. What's on tap? It's brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of FIFA World Cup 26. What's on tap is two games that start here in about 15 minutes. New Zealand and Belgium, Egypt and Iran. Egypt lead the group. The Egypt-Iran game is two more evenly matched up teams. Belgium is the team we all thought was going to win this group. They're playing the team that we all thought wouldn't really get anything out of this group in New Zealand. Do you trust Belgium at this point? I don't. I don't. They haven't really shown any reason to be trusted. I don't know if they're really going to give anything up here, but can they score goals? They should. But you're asking Romelu Lukaku, you're asking Kevin De Bruyne, you're asking guys who are on the back end of their career to get this job done. Take a look at the Belgium lineup real quick. Jeremy Doku is in the starting lineup. Leo Trossard is in the starting lineup. You're asking them to do a lot. Lukaku is not in the starting lineup. But when you have this group with Yuri Tielemans, Jeremy Doku, yes, Kevin De Bruyne is still at this age, Leo Trossard, there's goals there. You've got to show that here at some point. You have to. It has been a awful World Cup for Belgium. I don't know who's been worse so far, Uruguay or Belgium. We'll find out after Belgium finishes their third match tonight. All right, three things that make me smile. Number one, kind of a weird situation. Roberto Martinez, the manager of Portugal, he's giving his pregame press conference in Miami. He's on the podium the day before Portugal plays Colombia at Hard Rock Stadium. Big game, Group K on the line. Colombia have the inside track to winning the group. And then in the interview room, the speakers start blaring Dua Lipa. I guess somebody didn't disconnect the Bluetooth or somebody was jamming out before the press conference. I don't know. The music kept going for a few minutes. Everybody's scrambling, trying to figure out where it's coming from, trying to shut it off. Roberto Martinez just kind of swaying in his chair while this is going on. He said, Dua Lipa supporting Portugal, I believe. We'll see. Later in the press conference, a reporter asked him about the balance of his midfield. He said, I quote, balance and Dua Lipa. Those were the main two topics of this press conference. All right. Okay. He needed a little bit of a lighter moment. A good second game for Portugal against Uzbekistan. A not-so-good first game against DR Congo. This is their stiffest test. Can Portugal rise to the occasion, or does Colombia finish the group stage perfect? Or does it finish as a draw? That's all Colombia needs to win the group. And when you look at who they would play in the knockouts, and this does start to factor in who you want to play right now, and I think they would know by the time the game kicks off tomorrow night. Right now, Colombia would get Croatia as a third-place team if they win the group. Right now, Portugal would get Ghana. That would be two second-place teams playing. Portugal, if they were to win that, their next opponent would likely be Spain. Whereas Colombia winning the group, their next opponent would be either Switzerland or a third place team. So winning the group has a pretty nice advantage in Group K in terms of the pathway. So I think that maybe makes it a little bit easier for Colombia to be safe and maybe forces Portugal to try to open up here a little bit with this caveat. And this is where it gets interesting for folks going to Mercedes-Benz Stadium tomorrow night. Because DR Congo playing Uzbekistan, Portugal right now have a great goal differential. They're six better than DR Congo. Uzbekistan's given up eight goals. So can DR Congo run up the score on Uzbekistan if Colombia beats Portugal? And could DR Congo jump Portugal? It's not out of the realm of possibility. Crazier things have happened. It is absolutely possible for DR Congo to win by three or four against Uzbekistan and Colombia to beat Portugal by a couple of goals. And then You could see DR Congo go in as the second place team. That is a possibility here in Group K. And number three on things that make me smile, I mean, how could it not be Cabo Verde, right? Most of us have never heard of Cabo Verde until the last few years. Cabo Verde is a team that has been trying to get to the World Cup really for not even that long, a little over 20 years. They haven't been FIFA members for much longer than that. They have just started in the last decade getting into the African Cup of Nations. This is a national team that has been built through the diaspora. It is a national team that when you start to have this happen, and we see this happen in college football, we see this happen in March Madness for sure, where a school comes out of nowhere and then everybody wants to know about it and everything starts to happen for that school. You can absolutely track football and basketball success with success in terms of enrollment numbers or application numbers at colleges. The same thing happens with the World Cup. Cabo Verde is a nation that really wasn't well known worldwide until the summer. I mean, just the Google searches for Cabo Verde has risen dramatically. You're going to have more business, more potential tourism, more opportunities for these players. They have put their country on the map. That's amazing that we've watched this play out. We watched the first step for that here in Atlanta with Cabo Verde, which feels like a month ago. This tournament's moving fast. It was not that long ago that Cabo Verde started their journey here in Atlanta. They have picked up three straight draws in the group stage, and that's enough for the Blue Sharks to get their way into the knockout rounds and draw not just any game in the round of 32. Cabo Verde's first knockout game at the World Cup is against the defending champions, Argentina. Cabo Verde against Messi. That's how the round of 32 is going to start. Now, we know for the United States, they will play Bosnia and Herzegovina on Wednesday at 8 o'clock with the kickoff. I can only imagine how many different opportunities you're going to have to watch this game in places all over Atlanta. This is going to be an incredible night for the sport in our city and every city in the United States. We'll be talking so much all weekend long about everything U.S. men's national team to get ready for that game against Bosnia and Herzegovina. But we got a match day in Atlanta tomorrow, the last day in the group stage. I'll be back with you tomorrow night, 10 o'clock. We'll recap what happened at the Benz with Uzbekistan and DR Congo. Everything else going on at the World Cup tomorrow, 10 o'clock on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Y'all have a good rest of the evening. Adios, everybody.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!
Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.